This is the Board of Lister hearings. What we'll do is go around the table and introduce ourselves to the record, okay? And then you'll have 15 minutes to state what you think the value should be and why. And then the board may have some questions for you, or some conversation may happen. And then we'll deliberate, send you a notice with a decision after the deliberation. By state statute, the notices have to be in the mail 14 days at the close of the hearings, 14 days after. If we close on the 8th, it's 14 days after that. The new notice they send out will have explained how to appeal to the Board of Civil Authorities if you wish to go further. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay. And let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
I'm Sharon Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Harry Barrows.
Marie Fontaine.
Marie Fontaine.
Okay, and this is for 163 Heritage Lane.
Yes, please. Now, do you have the paperwork from the informal hearing with Steve Whelan?
No.
I called yesterday and they said that it was all sent here to request it. You don't have it?
I can see if Andrew has it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those hearings don't have any bearing on this. But it's good to have information.
They probably had some indication of what their thoughts were, I'm assuming.
And we do have some photos. We're talking about a blighted property on the side of us.
That would be the first.
Okay, thanks. Let's wait till he brings that back because we're on the record. So you met with the Vivian appraisal guy?
Yes. Yep. This is going to take away from the minutes.
So many. This is today's schedule. And then again tomorrow. It's a lot. Big change. I will tell you that we're telling people that the new tax rate is estimated to be 1.3 as opposed to 2.56.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure that out. And I know Jerry, if you can figure that out for them, you're better at it than at the list.
And did they show you the letter that we sent to them for this meeting? No?
Got a letter.
You know, we did a whole document, you know, but
no.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
We never leave them alone.
Thank you.
So we do not have that, no? No.
Okay. At some point, if you could provide it, that would be great.
Yeah, just to let you know, those meetings were not public record.
Mm-hmm.
They were not public meetings. So they don't fall in the public record law. So if we don't have the whatever notes he took, that's ownership of it's ownership of the Vision Appraisal Company until they actually send it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we probably have to go through it, make sure we put each individual meeting in the right correct file. That's going to take time.
Yep.
Okay.
But until we get it from them.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you Robert, right?
Yes.
So you must have read our email when we sent our whole attachment of issues.
Now, in the same vein of the property on the side of us, but the way their property was assessed, their taxes will go down.
Because of how
because of
the
their,
appearance.
Because of their appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though their windows are newer than ours, the roof is newer than mine.
Anyway, so being the issues, we have the blighted property, which if you Google it, could be up to 10% of value. and a sex offender, which can also be up to 10% of value.
Right.
And we've lived near them for quite a while, so we know what we're dealing with as far as that. But someone moving in may not be so.
And they do put things,
yeah,
as they should.
And then we live in a manufactured home, which generally, according to Steve Whalen from Vision, is 71% value of a traditional home. That's one thing. Yeah, and then I have a question, too. When I called the other day, Andrew French, and when I was talking to him, he said, your taxes have, it has been lowered. And he gave me a number, $380,700. And then I said, well, I don't see that. My letter doesn't say that. And then he was like, he backtracked. I don't know if it was a legitimate mistake or if he was really looking at something.
We don't have the tax rates. No tax bills have been generated. We can estimate what the taxes would be, but it's just a...
Not the assessment.
The assessment.
Yeah, he threw that number out at me. 380,700. 399 is what the letter was. But he told me it's been lowered, and I go, that's not what my letter says, and then he backtracked his comment. I wonder if he was looking at something else.
Or he was not adding up all the different components or something.
Very well could
be. I'm just kind of throwing it out there.
Yeah. I want the data accurate. So you were previously assessed at 205,900?
Yes.
Yeah.
So just in, with the estimated tax that we're looking at, your taxes would stay about the same.
Typical for assessment.
Right. Some people think it'll double.
No.
I do realize that.
No, we're just
but like, still, I mean, we want to make sure everything's been taken into account. Sex offender on the side of me isn't.
All this wasn't there, before. It's progressing. The lawn has gotten worse through the years. It's not like it was like that when we they moved in after us.
Do they own or do they rent?
They own. Do you know the
street number for that?
151. And I'm not trying to bash the neighbor, so to speak. I'm just, it's a fact of what we live by.
And when that picture of the truck with the tall grass, that's right on my line.
Yeah, if we look.
Where I mow and the tall grass starts is where the line is.
We don't even have pictures of their backyard because
there's no grass there, nothing but dirt and branches.
So the Heritage Lane in Westward.
Yes.
Some of those are stick built, some of those are manufactured.
Right.
So back 15 years ago when we did this, we tried figuring out which ones were manufactured, which one. We put those all as quality grade below. That was something that we did, 15 years ago to try to figure that out. I see that yours is below average.
Any case.
Well, like I said, theirs did not double. Ours did, but they still have newer windows than we do. They still have a newer roof than we do. I mean, here's a picture of our foundation is kind of cracked too. I mean, which I'm addressing, but still there's cracks and I got one picture of one of my windows.
Windows.
Yeah.
And that's one that needs to be replaced as well as seeing what you see. We're talking resale, fair value. I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of Googled it as well as Google is, you know what I'm saying? And we've seen it basically around 374.
$380 at the most
for what we have based on our address from Zillow or Redfield. I mean, I've always understood that assessed value is typically below what sale, what you can get for property value for your sale.
So
it's supposed to be 100% for this year. It's tough.
The house with a truck and it's not maintained. Mm-hmm. Is that where the sex offender lives?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a combination.
It looks like he's in at 283.7.
Yes, right next door.
And they have more property than we do. They have like a half acre.
Yeah.
They have 0.36.
The same size. He's also a manufactured home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But new windows, new roof.
Siding. New windows, roof, siding, yeah.
And I mean siding, yeah.
Not that you remember.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have an unfinished basement?
No, it's partially finished.
Partially finished,
yes.
Okay. He hasn't, this has an unfinished basement.
In any case, we just felt it was worth our while to make sure it's all right.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's
always.
Oh, yeah.
All known.
Okay. I know that house. Yeah, I know where that is.
It's
the first one.
Mess, isn't
it's just on the left, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
too
bad.
Any case, we're good with that. It's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's more on the lines of someone wanting to purchase their home. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Can't pick your neighbors, right?
No,
scare
them.
Yeah.
No. Which is fine. Like I said, I'm not trying to diss them.
They're quiet.
They're decent.
Kind
of. You know what I mean.
I mean, like I said, we moved in there. They weren't there quite yet. They moved in, and they seem to take care of things within reason, but...
It's progressively over the past few years.
It's just constantly going on and on. It doesn't get better. It just gets worse.
I think there's an error on their assessment here.
On his assessment? On alarms?
Yeah. He actually went to school with our daughters.
He did?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So.
And but never had children of his own?
Yes.
He does have a type of a child, yes, that lives there. But, and that's what, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a whole other
story.
That's
a whole other long story.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like I said, I'm not trying to bash people. That's
no,
not
I know.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, well, it's fair for us.
Yes. Yeah. We put that for sale sign in the yard. Mm-hmm. We do look. We haven't found the
balance
right yet.
For us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I just saw an error on there, so.
On alarms.
Yeah. I mean, the replacement cost new is $257,000, $1,969, depreciating at 36%, does not equal that we have for the replacement costing less depreciation. So that math is wrong. So I'm thinking that there must be an override, and I don't know what the override would be. So we'd have to go in and find out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Might
for
be,
him. For
yes,
him
for him, might be, it might be a legal thing. I don't know. But
yeah, well,
I'd have
yeah,
to
I don't know
it.
Anything about hers.
Yeah.
That's not a conversation
yeah.
I have with him. And that's not why I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
For them.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than pointing out that that's what we have on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah.
I feel our assessment is hot based on what we have and what's going on around us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other questions, concerns?
No. Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Well done, you guys.
Thank you.
Well done.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Yep.
Yep.